Yeah, we need you. Yeah, we need you, Lord. Lord, you are our strength, our blessing, our feast, our way to overcome. Yeah, we take you, Lord, and we pray that you bless this whole meeting. We want to hear you living, speaking. Yeah, and Lord, you want to show us so much and accomplish your purpose with us. And that's why we pray that you speak to us and strengthen our faith through your word. Yeah, show us your ways and strengthen us to go on your ways until you come back. Amen. Yeah, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the word is there to show us the ways of God. Yeah, the way how He wants us to reach the goal. And in Hebrews 11, we have seen many examples, their experience, their faith, and the works that the Lord did through them. And Hebrews 12 shows us the way for us even more detailed, the way we should go. It is very good that these examples were faithful, but as we see in the beginning of chapter 12, now also therefore we, therefore we also, yeah, and it is good to read about all these examples, what the Lord did with Abraham and Joseph and Moses. Yeah, and we say, praise the Lord, very encouraging, but Hebrews 12 says, therefore we also. Yeah, now it is our turn to go through things which are not that simple. Yeah, I think the life of all these examples in Hebrews 11, of all these examples, it was not easy. Yeah, I think there was no one who can say, oh, nothing happened to me. Everything just went fine. And I think there's a deeper sin, because that's the way of the Lord to glorify us. And if you want to have something that is glorious, you cannot get it so easily. Do you think this box of wood here is very precious? Yeah, I think it was not that difficult to produce it, and you didn't have to invest so much. But if you want to produce such a table here, which I have in front, you need to work a lot. And what the Lord wants to do with us is He wants to transform us into the same image, into the image of His Son. So what do you think, how much work it needs? Yeah, to transform us into this image. Yeah, we have so many shortcomings, and we are so different from the Lord. So it is so much work to transform us into the same image. Yeah, even a baby, to transform it into a child that is obedient to his parents, this is really hard work. Yeah. Whenever I go to work, I tell my boss, this is now relaxing time for me. Yeah, I have a lot of responsibility at work, but for me, this is like having vacation. But when I come home to work with my two little kids, this is the real work. Yeah, these days I can work from home, but I really like to go to the office. Yeah, just to educate your own children, that they learn how to behave, to help one another, to keep the peace. Or when they go to school, to participate and to do their homework. It is really a lot of work. And the Lord really wants us to become first fruits, who are really 100% the same image, like His Son. Yeah, He wants us to be as holy and cleansed like He Himself. Yeah, to be such a peacemaker like Him. And what is the way? Yeah, we see the way in Hebrews chapter 12. It is a way of chastening. And I think we didn't talk so much about it in the past because it's not so comfortable. Yeah, if you want to encourage somebody, you will not have fellowship about the chastening in Hebrews 12. You will look for other verses, right? But Paul encouraged in Hebrews, he encouraged us. He said, you forgot the chastening. Yeah, they were really persecuted and they had many trouble. But he told them why they face it. Yeah, it is for their chastening. And he said, yeah, you forgot the chastening. And it is not just somebody chastening you, but it is God our Father who does it out of love. Yeah. If there's someone who has a good intention when he chastens his children, then it is the parents, right? Yeah. Yeah, the parents really want their children to be successful in life and to grow up and to mature. And therefore, the word says here, now that God also speaks to us as to sons, right? Yeah, and that's why it says we should not be discouraged if we are chastened by the Lord. Yeah, many things we face in our life, it is from God, because the Lord has a lot of work to do on us. But it says, whoever He loves, He will chasten, right? Yeah, and it says, He scourges every son whom He receives. Yeah. Yeah. Every son. And the chastening that we face today, it is really for our salvation. Yeah. It serves us. Yeah. Yeah, God deals with you as with sons. So it is a precious experience, yeah. If we see that the Lord can really deal with us, yeah. At the beginning of this year, yeah. If I'm the same person today at the end of December of this year, like I was in the beginning of this year, then I really missed out on this dealing by the Lord. And it shouldn't be like that. Yeah, God is dealing with us as with sons because He wants to bring us into His glory. And therefore it says, for what son is there whom a father does not chasten? Right? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. And if I look onto my life in the past few years, I can really tell the deepest transformation is from difficult times. Yeah. If things just work out well all the time, then there's not much transformation. But if there's heat and pressure, then the Lord can really transform us deeply. And that is a very precious experience. And therefore, these situations are there. Yeah, sometimes situations that are really difficult and we don't know how to go on. But the Lord lets it happen. For example, that we would become meek. It is not easy to humble us, but the Lord can do it. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, we see that's how the Lord also back then talked to His people. It says, "And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not." And if there are trouble in your life, then you can really realize how far you have gone with the Lord. If your children are sick and you really don't have capacity anymore, you can realize how much the Lord could work in your life. Yeah, if you're mourning and complaining all the time, or if you're really humble and meek. Yeah, or for example at work, maybe there's a boss or a coworker or a task which causes problems in our life all the time, right? And why do we face such things? Yeah, and the question is, how do we deal with it? Yeah, and do we ask all the time, yeah, why do I face it? And why is it happening in my life? Can it be a little bit easier? But the Lord lets it happen to bring things to light, right? To deal with us. And verse 5 says, "You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you." Yeah, I really praise the Lord that He didn't give up on us, but He keeps on doing His work on us. Yeah. Yeah. "As a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you." And there's so many trouble in our life, but it is important that we hear the speaking of the Lord. Yeah, one time there was a situation and it was really difficult. And you could really be discouraged and give up. But my experience was that the Lord spoke immediately that this is there for your salvation. And I praise the Lord for this one sentence, because when the Lord spoke that sentence to me, I knew it will serve for my salvation. Because if he hadn't done that, then there would be so much trouble, and I would ask, why did it happen? But it is so important that the Lord speaks to us and that we understand why things happen in our life. It is for our salvation. So we don't want to oppose the chastening of the Lord. And Hebrews 12 verse 10 then says, "Yeah, for they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but He for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness." And it is so easy to run away. Yeah, if there is trouble in the church, I look for a way to escape. And I'm like, okay, let us not talk to each other for 1 month. And after 1 month, okay, we can talk to each other again. And after a while, the same trouble comes back, and we do the same thing. And if we are like that, then we don't partake in the chastening of the Lord. No, we shouldn't escape from His chastening, but we should be humble before the Lord. and realize it is there for my salvation. Yeah, it is there, so I would learn not to be angry so quickly or to be offended so quickly if someone doesn't behave like I want it, or if things don't work out in my life like I want them to be, then we should learn to be humble before the Lord. Yeah, if you're a dentist and if people don't do what you say, if you want to deal with their teeth, if people just run away once you want to start, then you cannot do anything. You cannot deal with them. And God is so capable to deal with us, but if we people, His people, don't humble ourselves before Him and partake in His chastening, then He can do nothing in our life. And we should really tell the Lord, Lord, I'm in your hand, and I want you to deal with me in this point. I don't want to be mourning and complaining if there's trouble. I want you to deal with me. I realize it is so easy to judge if your life is, if things in your life are not like you want, and the Lord has to deal with these things. The Lord is interceding for us. He's not judging us, but He's interceding for us, and He wants us to give us His humanity. But how is it possible? It is only possible if you're sometimes really down and you face trouble, and then you humble yourself before the Lord. If you're mourning and if you're angry, you will die. But if you are humble and meek, you will live. And all these examples of faith, that's what they did. Jacob, he had 10 sons which are really difficult. And Joseph, for example, he was sold by his brothers to be a slave. And then his brothers come back, and what would you do with them, right? You have so much soldiers. He had so much soldiers who would do what he says. But because the Lord dealt with him, the Lord could deal with him, and therefore Joseph reacted like God reacts, right? Because he humbled himself before the Lord. And that's what I also want to learn. No matter what it is, if it is a big or a small thing, to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to learn it and be alive. Verse 10, But He, God, chastened us for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness. So, holiness is not something easy to have, but that's the nature of God. And if you, in order to receive it, you need heat and pressure. It is not possible without trouble in your life. The craze without difficulties and certain circumstances, it is not that strong. If you go through sufferings without craze, you will become bitter. But you can also not just talk about craze and craze and craze. yeah, we really need both to be transformed. Yeah. Yeah, we need the sufferings and difficult circumstances in our life that we would be partakers of His holiness. That's the goal. And therefore, you have to ask yourself all the time, yeah, is it this situation, this offense, this trouble, is it, yeah, did I really partake in the holiness of the Lord through these difficult situations? Or did I just draw back? And those are the situations where we really are tempted to escape and take other ways, but we should always look unto the goal that it is there to partake of His holiness. And it says here, all chastening, if it's there, it doesn't seem to be joy, but sadness, because it hurts in our soul. But without these problems and difficulties, how could God transform Jacob into Israel? Right? How could He transform Moses from being someone who kills somebody into the meekest person of this earth? It doesn't work without heat and trouble. And it is not joy, but sadness. But after we have faced it, then it will give us the peaceable fruit of righteousness, those who have been trained by it. Yeah, if we have been trained to a certain point, the Lord will give us more heat. Yeah. And I realized in my life, there's no limit. Yeah. But why is it there? Because it's not so easy for the Lord to transform us, but He does it out of love. And if I don't take it from the Lord now, then later in the millennial kingdom, I have to go through fire, right? Then there is no grace anymore. And that's not what the Lord wants. He wants to train us now, today, and to experience the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And the fruit really shows if I gain the Lord in the sufferings. Yeah, if we go through all the chastening of the Lord and there's a fruit of righteousness, then it shows I really went through it with the Lord. Yeah, like David, he was anointed to be the king, but the coming 15 years, there was only trouble, yeah. Persecution, but so much trouble, but there was also so much wonderful fruit. And then verse 12 says, therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. And that's what we should do. Yeah. Verse 5 to 11, the Lord will arrange all these circumstances. Yeah. He knows how much we need and when we need it to go on. But what we should do is strengthen our hands. Yeah. Yeah, that our feeble knees are being strengthened and we have strength to press on. Yeah, if your hands hang down, you cannot run. But the Lord, the word is encouraging us. Yeah, therefore strengthen the hands and the feeble knees. It doesn't mean only our own, but also those of the others, because we want to press on together. Yeah, and it says, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated but rather be healed. And that's also one of my experience. Yeah, don't just take the things that happen in our life. Don't just say, yeah, that's just how it is. Yeah, sometimes I'm just sick and I face trouble. And no, you should really be cautious if the spiritual life is still in order. Yeah, if your service for the Lord is going down, then you need to ask the Lord, Lord, what should I do now? And there was one situation in my life where I realized, now it's time to resist and make straight paths for my feet, and to bind the enemy that some things don't continue, but that the Lord could go on. Yeah, we cannot just generally say, yeah, okay, it's just, yeah, there's suffering and that's how it is, and it's there to reach the kingdom. But we need to get to know the Lord and ask the Lord what we have to do. And Psalm 129 verse 1, it says, many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Yeah. The plowers plowed on my back. But then it says, the Lord is righteous. He has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. So at some point it is enough. Yeah. And we have to tell the Lord, Lord, I bind the enemy and it is enough now. And yeah, as it says here, he has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. Yeah, and that's the way to cooperate with the Lord, that it would go on. And then in the end, there are three warnings when it is about chastening. And it says here in verse 15 that we shouldn't fall short of the grace of God. If the grace is missing, you will be burned. Yeah, you will not be refined, but burned. And we don't want to become the ashes like wood, but we want to be refined like gold. And that's why we need the grace. Yeah, and verse 15 says, looking carefully. Yeah. First of all, in our own life, but also in others' life. Yeah, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Because if you fall short of the grace of God, and you don't go to the meeting anymore, it's really dangerous. And the enemy, he really wants to bring you away from all the fellowships. Yeah, just stay alone and don't read the Bible anymore. Yeah, just look for another way. And then eventually you will fall short of the grace of God. And that's not good. Yeah, and lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble. And by this, many become defiled. So the chastening, either it helps us to partake in the holiness, or it causes trouble. Yeah, and many will be defiled. And that's why this should encourage us to cry out to the Lord and turn to the Lord. And like Paul, David, and when you read about David, He went through all of these sufferings by grace. And in Psalm 18, in the beginning, yeah, David says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Yeah. And David many times was really down, but he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord helped him. And he was able to say, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Yeah, if we can say that after all the sufferings, then we really gain the Lord. And I really praise the Lord for all these examples. And I really love the Psalms because there's so much grace in the Psalms for all the sufferings. Yeah, and Hebrews 12 again, verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau. And the fornication of Reuben, because of this fornication, he lost his right of being the firstborn. And as long as we have the flesh, we need to realize to hate the flesh and kill the flesh, because otherwise we will lose our right of being the firstborn. Yeah. And don't be a profane person like Esau. Yeah, that's another alternative. Yeah, instead of taking the sufferings to escape and have a nice life and do whatever your soul wants to do, but we should really discern. Yeah, if we need a rest which comes from our flesh, or if it is really from the Spirit. And after Esau gave up on the, let's say, small thing, he just took the soup, but then it says, by doing that, he lost the whole blessings, right? And therefore, also the small things are important. Yeah, that we learn to be obedient to the Lord. Yeah, the Lord says, don't do that now, but then I still do it or take it. It's a small thing, but eventually we get used to it and we lose the blessings. And it's really a warning, because then it says, yeah, he was rejected. Yeah, for you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. And it's good to have a warning. And if we don't escape if the Lord wants to deal with us. Yeah, like Philip said this morning, yeah, to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be... I want to be perfected. So let us really take the grace and gain the Lord, so we would be first fruits and be the firstborn. And I praise the Lord for this way. Yeah. So we would reach the goal. And He's doing it out of love. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord, that you are chastening us as your sons. Yeah, Lord, thank you. You really want all of us to reach the goal. And help us to really take it from you, and that we would be trained to receive the fruit of righteousness, the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Yeah, we love you, Lord. Yeah, whoever the Lord loves, He will chasten. Yeah, thank you that you're chastening us out of love. Yeah, whenever we are chastened, we want to look unto you. And yeah, thank you that you promised to bring us through all of these sufferings. And that those who are trained by the chastening would receive the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Okay, we can stop the meeting now. And let's just...